88.0 EDG 02010920260840 Audio. The Drift, Another Story. Yes, it's tempting, but what? Having a space shuttle permanently attached to this complex? I don't think that's a good idea. The attachment point for this spacecraft is planned for the central truss of the cross. The main reason is a possible and safe docking in rotation mode. Trying to leave a spacecraft without an acceptable internal environment for the instrumentation and all its components is unfeasible. This shuttle would require a 24/7 power source from the station, and that's not ideal. The gigantic dimensions of the SSV will already require a very significant power source. It's also expected that the temperature of the cross will be lower than that of the modules, particularly at the extremities, which is precisely where a shuttle docking is planned. Here, we cannot rely on the station's passive heat transfer. I'm bringing this up immediately for a specific reason: hybrid missions. Let me explain. This complex is designed for long-term travel, involving several years in space. Before this station completes its operational readiness testing, several more years will pass. I call this phase the station's hybrid phase. Now let's get straight to the point. Here, I'm thinking about the shuttle's docking point on the shuttle itself. On the ceiling, the floor, or the nose. The ceiling seems like a promising option, and it will be possible to adjust the docking point to avoid damaging the SSV. However, in rotation mode, I don't believe this is safe, neither for the complex nor for the shuttle. The nose seems like the best compromise, considering only the potential for adjustment and docking safety. Nevertheless, for atmospheric re-entry, I'm far from certain that this is the best position for an airlock. That's why I'm raising this point immediately. This is a crucial point, and one in which I have no authority to comment. I leave you with this question: what could be the value of a hybrid distance for this complex? That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. It is currently September 1, 2026.